From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama now says same-sex marriage should be legal. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the White House has been under pressure to clarify the president's position since Vice President Joe Biden expressed support for gay marriage on Sunday.
The president sat down for a hastily arranged interview at the White House with ABC News. He said he's been going through an evolution on this issue, initially thinking that civil unions would be sufficient.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that, for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
Gay rights advocates are calling this a monumental day. On Monday, North Carolina became the latest state to ban gay marriage. President Obama says he still believes the issue should be left up to the states. Expressing support for same-sex marriage during a re-election campaign could be a political risk for the president. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI is getting a closer look at the latest al-Qaeda bomb that was intended for a U.S.-bound airliner in Yemen. Today, FBI Director Robert Mueller updated the House Judiciary Committee.
We in the Bureau are currently exploiting an IED, improvised explosive device, seized overseas, which is similar to the devices used by AQAP in the past.
An agent working for the CIA and Saudi intelligence agencies had infiltrated the terror group as the would-be bomber. Instead, he delivered the sophisticated device to the U.S. government. The Postal Service is bowing to congressional pressure and backing off a plan to close more than 3,500 rural post offices that are losing money. Details from NPR's Craig Windham.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahue insists the goal is to keep open as many rural post offices as possible.
Rural communities in America will be served by the U.S. Postal Service.
Under the plan, lobbies and P.O. boxes would remain accessible, but window service at many rural post offices would be cut from 8 to as little as 2 hours a day. Postal Service Chief Operating Officer Megan Brennan says that's one of several options being offered to rural communities.
We believe nearly every community will prefer the reduced window hours, and that many will want to supplement their service with the village post office.
Those village post offices would be set up in stores, government buildings, or libraries. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Pioneering hairstylist Vidal Sassoon has died at the age of 84. Los Angeles police are quoted saying that Sassoon was found dead in his home this morning. The London-born stylist was celebrated for his geometric wash-and-wear cuts. He's been called an artist by some, a rock star by others, a figure who forever changed the way many women felt about their hair, reaffirming it with this slogan, "If you don't look good, we don't look good." This is NPR News. Further threatening an already fragile ceasefire in Syria, a Syrian military truck that was escorting a UN convoy to Daraa was hit by a roadside bomb today. 10 Syrian soldiers were injured. The head of the UN Observer mission, Major General Robert Mood, says the attack is an example of what many Syrians endure every day.
This is exactly the graphic example of the kind of violence that is challenging the life of the Syrian population every day in many cities around the country.
The UN envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan, has said the ceasefire Syrian forces and rebels agreed to is Syria's last chance to avoid civil war. Well, one of the best and brightest in the legal field certainly is gone. Former U.S. Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach has died. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports he had a long record of public service.
Katzenbach filled several top jobs at the U.S. Justice Department, second in command to Attorney General Robert Kennedy, until he became the nation's top law enforcement officer under President Lyndon Johnson. In 1963, Katzenbach famously confronted Alabama Governor George Wallace as he stood in the way of black students trying to integrate the state university. One of those students became the sister-in-law of Eric Holder, the country's first black attorney general. Katzenbach wrote a memoir of those years called Some of It Was Fun. He died Tuesday at age 90 from undisclosed causes. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
World markets still affected by the political impasse in Greece. Before the close, the Dow is down 97 points at 12,835. This is NPR News.